I guess there are two clear impressions. The first one is that it's good news because the HIV numbers are leveling out, and that can only be satisfying for those of us who watched them rise for nearly 30 years. A slight frustration is that UNAIDS is not giving us year-on-year data very easily. So looking at the headline figures, it isn't clear to someone who just looks at the figures what exactly the trends are.
What are the trends?
The trend is one of stability in HIV prevalence. The numbers are fairly stable, but we need to disaggregate global trends down to local trends. And then I think we need to be aware that there are parts of the world where HIV is still a major problem, and I think particularly of the southern African countries and the growing epidemics among drug users in Russia and Ukraine.
Well, we see the headline on the UNAIDS report saying 8-year trend shows new HIV infections down by 17%, most progress seen in sub-Saharan Africa. Is that an accurate headline in your view?
It is an accurate headline, but what one does need to understand is that what we're talking about is a decrease in the rate of increase. So there are still new infections. It's rather like saying inflation down by 1.7% when it was 10%. The bad news is you've still got a serious inflationary rate.
Now, of course, you're co-author of the book AIDS in the 21st Century. From what little of the new century you've seen so far, have the trends that you predicted come through?
Well, I have to say that we had the opportunity to do a new edition in 2006, so of course we're right. But when you look at the first edition in 2002, I think we were slightly wrong in a number of places. We thought that the epidemic would be more serious in Asia than it has been. In Russia and the former Soviet countries, it hasn't moved out of the drug-using population to the extent we thought it was going to. There are parts of Africa where AIDS hasn't taken off or where it's become less of an issue, and I think particularly of Uganda, Kenya, although one has to say if the prevalence rates there were seen in the United States, it would be considered catastrophic. The really serious problem is in southern Africa. For example, in Swaziland, approximately 1 in 2 women of childbearing age is currently infected, and those women will need treatment or will die.
Now, why is it still so serious in southern Africa when that has been considered the epicenter of the epidemic and has received a lot of attention?
I think the reasons for the seriousness of the epidemic in southern Africa are around the social and economic drivers. Gender relations are very critical, and again, if you look at southern Africa, you have to say that the way gender relations are operating there is very bleak. And then you've got migration, and you've got the historical context of a liberation struggle, which admittedly was nearly 20 years ago that we saw the ending of the most gross forms of apartheid, but it still has a legacy which has carried on.
So will mankind ever be able to get a handle on HIV/AIDS without a vaccine?
A vaccine is absolutely critical. I think given that the epidemic centers around sex and socialization, I don't believe that we would ever get a handle on it without a vaccine.
There's a lot of talk now about the global recession causing cutbacks in a number of aid programs.
Over the last few years, rolling out treatment across the world has been extremely successful. But what we're starting to hear is that new cohorts of people are not being put on treatment with the same speed because we've come to the limits. And the limits are both financial and infrastructure. And when I say infrastructure, I don't just mean the hospital spaces, but I mean the staff who can administer the drugs. So effectively, at the end of 2009, we're asking some questions about how we will allocate resources, whether we'll allocate resources. And for the major donors, the question has to be, are we prepared to take on the responsibility of treating people for the rest of their lives and putting many millions of new cohorts of people onto this treatment? Those are questions which I can't answer, but they do need to be posed.